So what are some controlling behaviors that could be used to help ensure a successful self-management program? Goal setting and self-monitoring. If the controlled behavior is to exercise more, one suggestion is to wear a pedometer to count the number of steps taken each day. After a baseline has been established, daily or weekly step goals could be set, and the individual could use the pedometer display as a means of self-monitoring their activity. Antecedent manipulations are also useful in self-management programs. Antecedent manipulations influence the target behavior or alternative behaviors by manipulating SDs, motivating operations or MOs, and a response effort. For example, turning off the TV when studying, that is manipulating SDs, or joining a gym across the street versus joining a gym across town, that is increasing response effort. Arranging reinforcers and punishers. As part of your self-management program, you could arrange reinforcers for desirable behavior and punishers for undesirable behavior. For example, you could arrange a contingency where you only get to go out with your friends on the weekend if you go to the gym 3 or more times during the preceding week. Behavioral contracting. Some people have a hard time implementing contingencies for their own behavior, especially punishment contingencies. Therefore, behavioral contracts, or the use of a contingency manager, might make the self-management program more successful. A contingency contract specifies explicitly the contingencies governing a self-management program. To make this work, you sign a document with another person that states the various relevant contingencies and what happens if they are met, and also what happens if they are not met. Social support. Self-management programs tend to be more successful when the individual solicits social support in their behavior change process. If you are trying to eat healthier, you could also ask your friends and family to refrain from preparing or eating unhealthy foods when you're around, which would increase the probability that you will eat healthier. Finally, using self-instructions for yourself and self-praise, that is reminding yourself of the contingencies, can help establish and maintain therapeutic behavior change during your self-management program. For example, if you are trying to exercise more, remind yourself that you must go to the gym after school before hanging out with your friends, and praising yourself when you do so.